Welcome to Time with Papa, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is January 18, Friday, 2019, Day 18. Today's topic, why we can forget to be with God. What is the consequence? Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Papa. Today's four passages are Psalm 10, verses 16 to 18, Genesis chapter 37, verse 1 to chapter 38, verse 30, Matthew chapter 12, verses 22 to 45, Proverbs 3, verses 27 to 32. Now, pause here. Please read all four passages first before reading my sharing. My listening. The topic I received from Jesus today is why we can forget to be with God. What is the consequence? Today's catch made me shivered and shocked. I found out something in the life of Jacob that I can't believe that could happen. Jacob experienced God many times. God changed his name to Israel two times and commanded him to go back to Canaan, the promised land God gave to Abraham and Isaac. Up to that time, Jacob could be able to listen to God's voice. But right away, his beloved wife Rachel died and everything changed. That was around 1903 BC. In that year, Jacob stopped listening to God's voice and his whole family was broken. His 10 sons wanted to kill their brother Joseph and then sold him to go to Egypt. It's like leaving God and his family was broken. Until he knew his beloved son Joseph was not dead and became the prime minister of Egypt. Genesis chapter 45 verse 27 says, the spirit of their father Jacob revived. That was around 1875 BC. The father of Israelites needed 28 years to have his spirit revived. And he needed 28 years to restart worshiping God. And made sacrifices to him again. I think it should be, he need 25 years to worship God, and make sacrifices to him again. Then God spoke to him again and gave him the promise of God with you. Today's Matthew chapter 12, verses 24 to 32, Jesus describes Satan as strong man. This strong man can enter into human souls to take possession of that soul, as a man broke in a house. Only with the power of the Holy Spirit that house can be taken again by Jesus and people's souls revived, just like how Jacob was being revived. No depression. I believe that Jacob's anger against God to take away his beloved wife and then his beloved son. Because of that, Jacob cut relationship with God. But because of his close relationship with God, his before that, his son Joseph learned that from him. And Joseph had a very intimate relationship with God and had the gift of prophecy and many other gifts from the Holy Spirit. Joseph, by the power of the Holy Spirit, kicked out the strong man Satan. And that Joseph and that Jacob was being revived as the same as the prodigal son became conscious. So, how about you? Revived yet? Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help me not to be captured by this strong man Satan, to be in a spiritual coma, and that I remember to be with you each day so that you can use me to bring healing, freedom, and salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how about you? Revived yet? Number two, what is your next step to be with God more often? Number three, what have you heard from Jesus today? May the Lord bless you.